Well, we're snowed in. I mean, the government has come to a complete standstill. What else is new?
I was going to say, it didn't take the snow to shut things down, did it?
No, the town hasn't functioned well for years, as a matter of fact, but particularly the last year or so.
So where are things going with this potential shutdown that's a couple of weeks away?
Well, now we face a new one, of course. Will the government shut down over the next spending cuts, over the next budget, rather, over having a budget of any sort? I think probably not, because we're already facing the sequester and its effects. And then, of course, in May, we have another big fight over raising the debt ceiling. And the Republicans are already saying that we will once again demand cuts. So I think it's going to be a couple more elections, you know, in 2014, 2016, before we really settle which direction we want to go as a country.
Sam, are we hearing anything from the White House this morning in the wake of the death of Hugo Chavez?
Not any particular thing. I mean, Chavez is no friend of the United States, but under him, Venezuela has moved to the left, not just Chavez, in the sense that now that he's gone, everything's going to be fine, we're going to have great relations. No, we don't have great relations, and the whole country is one that we're going to have to hope can move away from this anti-Americanism. But nothing's new there. 1956, Richard Nixon, our vice president, had his motorcade stoned in Caracas. So badly that President Eisenhower sent troops to the Caribbean in case they were needed.
Sam, before we let you go, I want to get back to the sequester just real quickly, because there's a new poll out from ABC News from Gary Langer this morning that says for all the dire warnings about the sequester, most Americans actually welcome a 5% cut in overall federal spending. Does that surprise you at all?
No, not surprising, because when you say to Americans, should we cut federal spending? I think most people say, yeah, we should cut federal spending. But see, it hasn't affected them yet. The sequester has not affected many people. We're 4 or 5 days into it. It will by the end of the month. Government workers will be laid off. Good luck in finding a job. Daycare centers will, some of them will close, and mothers will have to find the relatives or something. In other words, this is a rolling problem. As it continues, it will affect more and more Americans. So if you say to them, hey, do you want this kind of cut that badly affects you? Now they will say no. Today they'll say, yeah, cut government spending.